Very good. That's excellent, Bob. That's good. And it's quantitative and it's qualitative, meaning that it's going to mean something in a second. Not this minute, but it will soon.
Yeah, the phrase copper vacuum is that meaning.
You just said.
Fox News headlines. Fox News really wants you to think its ratings aren't down. And this article says they're way down. Do you agree?
Mm-mm. No, they're not way down. No. Is this from CNN? CNN's got 12 people watching. And three of them are asleep. More people tune into your show. More people tune into your show on a Wednesday night than to watch CNN daily.
Right, and the Daily Beast is the source of this headline. Yahoo News.
Yahoo! Isn't that the ones that got fucked up with?
Yeah,
that's true. Their stock value was more because of the stock they were holding. So, that's ridiculous.
Right, so Fox is doing better than CNN and better than MSNBC.
Oh, no, not better. They got like 12 million people watching. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Now, they fucked up. Trump's against most of Fox News now because they kind of mitigated themselves into nothingness. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a little too much Juan Williams talking about how terrible Trump is because they was trying to get some liberals, some of the libertine gospel to balance things off. Because Laura Ingraham, as you said, she's too far, far up Trump's butt. So they had to balance that off with some of the story and different things that kind of go. And then you got Pete Hegseth and some of these different ones. Fox doesn't want to be in the ratings. Fox wants you to subscribe to their own network thing. Okay? Where you pay $100 or $60 or $20 or whatever it is a year, and you watch only Fox shit. That's where you can actually see Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, back on TV. You see, they're not interested in ratings. They want you to subscribe into their zeitgeist, into their arena, so that they control everything you see. And Joe the Plumber, Joe America, that works great for them because they're not trying to see nothing else. They want to see hot dogs, ice cream, apple pie, and Chevrolet. They don't want to see anything else.
Right. So Fox will survive for now, and CNN and NBC won't.
No, Fox is doing great. Well, we don't know. CNN's for sale right now. CNN's for sale right now. And the standard joke is, for about 11 cents, we're going to see if Trump will buy it. And we'll call it TNN, the Trump News Network, and call this a day.
Mm. Is the public aware that CNN's for sale?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
You can do a little backstory. You can do a little backstory because nobody's watching it. Why would you want to? It's ridiculous. They run this down every step of the way. They fuck themselves to death. Every star is now pitted. You got smeared off with his dick hanging out. No, that's not his name. Jeffrey Toobin with his dick hanging out. You got Smirnoff with his damn problems with his whores. Smarkunish with his whore trouble. Then you got Cuomo, whatever the fuck his name is, giving his brother advice on how not to be the damn governor of New York City, for God's sake. Every step, everybody at every level. So they keep bringing in these new people who nobody's heard of, who can't speak English, babbling, talking about the news that's news that's news, and you should get vaccinated. And B, you need to be vaccinated, and you need to get over it. And that's when they have Fauci on the TV with five people listening, says, get over it. Get yourself vaccinated. What are you talking about? Get over it. Stop it! You ever had a conversation with your doctor that said you need to get over it and get yourself stuck up or fucked up or something? It's ridiculous. It's making everything an asymmetrical political persona. Asymmetrical political persona. And so what's happened is they've lost all their oomph. Now, they need a Trump. Trump is who made them the first time, and Trump's what took them out. So they need a Trump. Without a Trump, they're lost.
But and Biden Trump will come back. Trump's going to come back, and they won't be lost anymore.
They won't be last. They won't last that long, Bobby.
Okay. All right. So, will Trump be Speaker of the House in the 2022 elections results?
No, we don't. That's all so crazy. There might not be a House by then, Bob. But everybody
right.
starts dying. All them Democrats that got vaccinated, they got miscegenated.
Right.
They got miscegenated, Bob. When they got miscegenated, they're not going to make it. You may have quite an opening in the House of Representatives pretty soon, let me say. And about 50, well, maybe 60 in the senators, too, because some of them dogs got poked, too.
Yeah. Delta variant with the Lambda wrinkle on it. The Delta variant
yeah.
is what is the bad variant that's interacting with the vaccinations and going to kill people. So that's being percolated. The Lambda
yeah.
is the icing on the cake.
There's
you need
two,
the Lambda.
There's two more. There's two more coming. Two more coming after Lambda.
And the Delta variant will not kill people until two more come.
No. It's starting now. See, you got the Karen explain. Let Karen explain this to you, Bob. If you talk to her, you should talk to her a little more often. Talk to Karen,
okay.
Bob. She's
right.
real good
okay.
to talk to. She'll explain
right,
to you how this flows. How it flows. And
yeah,
she's
I got
trying
that.
To tell you.
Right. Yeah, go ahead. What's she trying to tell me?
Oh no, we're good now.
Yeah, see, you try to lead me along. Oh, we're going to tell you, Bob, and then you cut off. So I'm aware of that bullshit.
Well,
you're not going to tell me anyway.
Talk to Carolyn. We were going to tell you to talk to Carolyn. You would get all pissy. Yeah. So okay, then you.
Carolyn doesn't
you
know. Carolyn's going to explain
yes,
the bullshit level.
No. That's not the bullshit. No, we're talking about let Carolyn explain to you about the bubonic plague. Okay, she studied that in damn school. Still housing versions of it, but
did you study that in school, Carolyn?
Yeah,
you never studied
the bubonic plague
in school, right, Clay? Yep.
Yes, you did. How it works?
She won't answer.
How it starts? How it starts? It's how it starts. She can explain to you how you have this thing that presents, and all of a sudden it moves through the entire society. And when it does,
yeah.
some people respond to it, some people don't. And the ones that don't have a reason not to respond. Boom. There's the rub. Now what you're building now is the perfect storm. You've got the Spanish flu of 1912 or whatever it was bad. This is going to be super worse because you can't overcome it at all. It's outside. It's the perfect MRSA. The perfect MRSA. MRSA.
Right. So Carolyn, So Carolyn, she can explain the efficient causality of things, the material causality. I explain the symbolic level. I focus on the word lamb and how it refers to the marriage supper of lamb, which means we have a new interpretation of marriage supper, a negative thing of wiping people out is the actual merger
Correct.
Of Christ with his bride. Think of that.
Hey, Bob. They don't call it the last supper for nothing.
Yeah.
They don't call it the Last Supper for nothing.
And Opinel was there at the first one of the last.
And Leonardo da Vinci painted it. You was in the window view. You could see you peeping inside. He's trying to see if he could get you some strange. That's when you were having your little burn syndrome. So you was seeing what you could bump into.
Right. So,
we're going to bring Vern Christensen back. We're going to bring Vern Christensen back. He's a little bald now, but who? Never heard of him.
Worcester doesn't get back. Okay.
Never heard of him.
So the marriage supper of the lamb.
Ralph Doobie's got a better chance of coming back than Worcester.
Bert probably caught what I said, but I said, Bert, the marriage supper of the Lamb is not some beauteous, mystical, wonderful Disney version of non-physical merging or heaven merging with earth. It's a goddamn destruction of the Lamb virus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then we said they don't call it the Last Supper for nothing, which is like apropos points.
Yeah.
So you're knocking them dead, Bob. Okay, what else you got?
Who's being infected in the new vacationing verse? Everybody's being infected in the new vacationing verse. Okay. Okay, I was asking you publicly, but I'd like to know, you probably would only discuss this privately. Can I make my body, as I ascend, run so fast that I could break the world 100 meter record? Can one do that if you're ascended?
Sure you can. You just have to have a good registry to gauge it. See, you'd be the one who would do it, and you'd be the one to do it, and their time clock would be off. See,
what's a good registry? Is that something in your body?
We can't say because, like you have a time clock. Well, how can we beat the world record time if we don't believe in time? So you have to have a good stopwatch that can gauge it exactly to see if you really did or did not beat the world
and
record.
That would be hard to get.
Well, it's challenging for us because we don't embrace time.
What'd you say? It's hard for you?
Yeah, we don't embrace time.
Okay. I just want to be the fastest runner. No time. I beat the. I go to the Olympics.
Why don't you be the fastest swimmer? You got more experience with that.
Well, that's a good point. That'd be fun.
But I mean, you could probably be both. You could be the world's richest man and the world's smartest man and the world's fastest man and the world's fastest swimmer and the world's best fucker. Ooh, Lord Jesus, he could be the best lover. Ooh, he could be the lover, the champion. He could have the best feet. I hope you're goddamn happy now it's over. Yeah, you're laughing now. You'll be crying before you go to bed. That's all that is. That's the maddest we've ever been. That's ridiculous. You run her off again. Or maybe we did. We're sorry if we did.
The issue is, as you become ascended, you control your cells. You can make your body go fast and stroke faster, correct?
Yeah, of course. Fast is relative, Bob. See, that's the point. Fast is relative.
So you just beat everybody. How do I begin to get that speed?
Well, you do already. It'll take the impetus away that says you can't. See, somebody's saying that you're not 100 years old. 100-year-old men can't fuck. 100-year-old men can't swim like that. 100-year-old men can't walk to the beach like that. Blah, 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 blah. So, there's the rub of what you can't do. Because y'all set these principles of what reality is. So you have to fit the mold that is. So you want to be 200 years old. Okay, that's going to be fine. But 200-year-olds can't run to the beach like you can. So there's the rub.
Right. So, again, the other day, I came out of the beach. I came out of the water, and this couple was really complimenting me. I'm looking like I'm going very fast beyond what I realize. Correct?
You are.
Well, you are.
Why would they notice? Why would they care? Although those shorts are really sexy, Bob. They are. They're pretty hot looking. They are good looking.
So I'm getting noticed because I'm going along pretty impressively beyond what I realize. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're very supple too. You're hot. And you got the best bush on the beach. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Right. Am I supple in my stroking in the water or when I walk, I'm supple?
Both. They can't really see you in the water, Bob. They just see the non-splashing and you're moving. But you're supple outside because you function. Your body functions.
Right, so I'm not splashing much? Is that what you're saying?
Splash. You don't splash. You're not supposed to. Because if you're splashing, you're slowing yourself down.
Yeah. I don't kick my feet very much.
No, you do just fine. you do fine, but you're not causing a big stir. So that's good.
Okay.
Move on.
All right. So I just thought, I went to Charles Pierce, a leftist columnist for Esquire. I look at him every now and then for the opposite view of reality. And his headline is Sidney Powell blows it in Michigan, gets stopped by Judge Parker or somebody. Is that a distortion, or did she lose some minor little scuffle in Michigan?
No scuffle, no difference. It's not an issue. They're trying to find something. Everything they're saying, they're trying to say she doesn't have standing to make whatever claim it is. So every time they turn around, they're saying, oh, you have no standing. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That just moves you to the next court.
To the next court,
you
said.
Yeah, to the next level.
Next court,
huh?
Yeah. And then next she level just of keeps court. Going. It's actually going up higher? That's the way to get higher to the Supreme Court?
It has to. If you have no standing and you say you do, somebody else has got to hear it. And then another court can send it back to that court, and they can say, no, you don't have standing with it. Yes, I do, and here's why, and blah, blah, blah. So it just drags it out. You know the story.
Yeah. So she, you don't necessarily go higher once you're rejected.
You if you get, when if you rejected, then you appeal that to the higher court, Bob, which she certainly will.
Okay. Right.
That's how you don't walk in and say, God damn you, I'm taking you to the Supreme Court. Well, other courts have to hear it first before you can go to the Supreme Court. You don't just walk into the Supreme Court and say, y'all
right.
my case. You have to get
so
there.
She wants to be.
You have to go through your remedy. Yeah, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. You want to fuck me? Come on, fuck me.
Listen,
we don't want to fuck you.
She wants to be, listen, quiet. She wants to be rejected and keep moving up, and she's still on the path of success. And this journalist, he knows better. He's slanting the media for the Esquire audience. And is he a creep, Charles Pierce? Is he
why aren't they talking about Arizona? Why aren't they talking about Arizona when everybody flipped and said, oh, yeah, well, there's fraud. Oh, yeah, we caught fraud. Oh, yeah, we know all about fraud. Oh, yeah, it was bad. Yeah, it's no good. Yeah, Trump won. Everything's good. Why couldn't they do it like that?
Yeah, because that gets
they don't talk about that. You see,
right? Okay, maybe the final topic, Marie Henrietta.
That's the one we were looking for.
Marie Henrietta.
Yeah. No, the last topic.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I get that. And so Marie Henrietta, she kept being involved in technology of the 20th century. So was she working with Otto von Hasberg making clones? Did she have some involvement with that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Is she stunned at our breakthrough technologies? The ICL?
Well, that you figured them out.
Did she know about them? Or had heard of them, I guess, right? Had heard of them. And then we figured it out and created it. She's impressed with that.
Yes. Well, figuring it out.
Figuring it out.
To calculate, to cipher, to figure. Yes.
Yeah. Now, she's been working and interested in technology and kept advancing it. She'd appreciate that we completed what she was working on. That's what she would enjoy, right? You're being silent again, thinking?
Well, we're trying to see what you're trying to say. It's kind of ridiculous what you're talking about. So
no, I think she's surprised that we figured it out, but she would be delighted that she was working towards great technology. And was making
why would she be delighted that she didn't arrive at anything? Yes,
okay.
I'm delighted I had the chance to save the world, but I didn't do it. You can't. I'm delighted that you're going to save the world. No, fuck you. I didn't save the world. I don't think you are either. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, it's hard to reset from that. I mean, it's a good mint, Bob, but it's cost $1.6 million, but I don't know if it's that good a mint, so we'll have to see.
Right, so she's got a bit of an ego.
It's a rough,
her,
yeah. Yeah, the Ed has got her on a rough and rocky road, Bob.
Okay, very good. The Russian scientist who Tesla got in touch with, and he had the Tesla coil and sent the secondary version over to Tesla, but we found out Marie Henrietta knew the Russian guy. Did the Russian guy survive death? Did he?
No.
No, that's not the way to say
dead
it.
Dead is a stack of hammers.
And he's watching us. Is he less ego-oriented, happy we're completing it?
Yes.
Or pissed off that oh, he's happy.
No. He's happy because he wants to be the undoer. He wants to watch them go down because they took him out of the suit. So he wants to be. If he can't have it, he'd rather you have it than anybody else have it. So that's good.
Great. So
okay, good. What else you got?
No. Yeah, so I think that's why I can see why Henrietta would have a bit of a relationship with Leopold II because she's got an ego. So that's the issue.
Sure. Happy days.
All right, we're almost coming up to the very last supplement, which we never broadcast. But before I say that, so Henrietta, she knows that she can't do what we do. So she's stuck at her level of cloning, and that's that. She's stuck with that.
No, intimation, her level of intimation, yes.
Do you mean she created radio and all these technologies because she thought it? Didn't make it, but thought it?
Correct. That's how everything is, according to you.
So,
according to me,
So I thought ion.
Motherfucker.
And that's why
You you didn't think ion. You didn't push against ion. You knew of bigger things, but you had no perfect thing to engage. So you wanted the perfect thing, and you didn't push against any of those things. And those things is what allowed ion to be.
That's right. And JW allowed it to occupy him.
Oh, hell, he don't know nothing. He don't know nothing. Okay. Leave him out of it.
You're just playing him down.
He's just glad to be here. Let him do what he can do.
Right.
Hang out. If you keep him alive one more week, it'll be a good day. So let's see how it goes.
Okay, so the chromosomes that David Martin was talking about, the chromosomes are important. He doesn't get the right image of what they're doing, but could you give a little statement on how the chromosomes are more important than the RNA and DNA?
Of course
not.
Without chromosomes, without activated chromosomes, you don't need any RNA or DNA because there's no new information at the cellular level can be embraced. Because from a chromosomal activation, those don't matter. They don't apply. You can't take a piece of slime and turn it into a bullfrog, to turn it into an ape, to turn it into a jackal that can bring something out of the jackal's ass that resembles you. Okay? So you have to have some constituent that allows you to have something to work with. You got to have some anthropomorphic soup to work with, and that's what he misses in the conversation. Without the chromosomal application, there is no zygote that can morph into the human strata, let alone a Nephilim or a Seraphim.
So
that's where it is.
The chromosomes are the soup?
That can be, yes.
Like you made a very complex statement, so it's like you said the chromosomes can do all that they do without the RNA and DNA. Did you say that?
No. Without RNA, the RNA and DNA would be nothing without the chromosomes. And we're saying the chromosomes are what's important about the conversation. With chromosomes, otherwise you just end up with slime to bullfrogs without the chromosomes. You can't get there.
The chromosomes require RNA and DNA. They're all important. The two sides are important. Can't have one without the other. So David Martin's wrong to say get rid of the DNA and RNA. It's a bunch of string. Throw that on the floor. Chromes are important. That's not accurate. The chromosomes are important. So is the frame of RNA DNA.
That's what sets the decadence, that the RNA can give new information to the DNA. See, because you're talking about cellular levels, but you're talking about human strata. So from a DNA, RNA, then you come into a condition of a genome. And that's where the chromosomal application applies. It's why some men have, that's why some chicks have dicks.
Great. And, hey, and you're basically quoting my tiny note chart with the word decadence.
Yes. Of course.
Wow.
We do that.
It's the accuracy.
We like your, we like it. We like it. If you finish that goddamn chart, we'd like it even better. But you've been a little busy lately. We understand.
No. Okay. I have started a little bit with, Alyssa. We put, I think we put Brent in there. We did the hexadic level, the sixth level, because the chart is five levels.
You don't have the Waylon Jennings. You don't have the Waylon Jennings.
No, no, I know. I'm going to add that to what she's already put in. What she started, I'm going to add my stuff. She started it. Would you agree? She did.
Okay.
She started it. And
okay.
I'll fill it out.
We'll bring Mae Brussell back to finish it then, if that's right, because Mae Brussell knew then before you killed her. You gonna kill Alyssa too?
What is no? What does Beater think of what we're doing?
Ah,
we had a nice talk.
Beater thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread, and he can't believe that bitch Queen of England is still around running shit. He can't believe it. It's unbelievable that she's still sitting on the throne, cramming it down his throat hole of how she indeed is more superior than he.
That's right. They had that little contretemps.
Little tete-a-tete. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Bert.
Bob.
Now, listen. Wasn't that fucking unbelievable?
Man, it keeps getting better and better, Bob, with your private sessions.
Yeah. They build on last week. Last week was tremendous. Now this adds some new subtleties. I hope you caught them.
Well, the big thing that I caught is the marriage supper of the Lamb, what it really means.
Yeah.
Another revision to the Bible.
Right. It's the same principle as you got to get used to the cancer cell that can't be killed. It's immortal.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure out how to relate to that. You know, not try to stop it. You can't stop it. And then the same applies to the merger of non-physical and physical, and that'll create changes, which leads to viruses like the Delta variant. You got to realize that's a benefit, these viruses.
Yeah.
It's a collective cancer, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, so I want to just run through a bunch of points to point out to the people who don't do their homework and don't know anything and don't deserve to fucking hear this shit. Did you notice the beginning? There will be no White House. So it's talking about the aliens.
Aliens, yeah.
You see, this is why Trump's got to be viceroy. It ain't going to be nothing to be in the old system.
Yeah. And that Biden's in control. The aliens controlling Biden.
Yeah, now, you know, the aliens. Paul Shockley of Cosmic Awareness used to talk about the aliens, but it was more nebulous, like whoever the different fringe people years ago would say that the Sumerians were aliens, and they came and created Sumeria and Mesopotamia and Egypt, and they were slave societies. And they kind of left this slave society, or they managed it. Some people had variations. There was this Irish guy, I used to listen to him a couple years ago. He thought the aliens were still managing it on some level.
I know who you're talking about.
Right, forget his name now. But see, that's remote, far away.
Therian.
They're up there somewhere.
The Therian.
Right.
Yeah.
Did the name just came to you?
Yes, I remember him. I used to listen to him as well, yes.
Yeah, so you see, they present the aliens as remote. What we have to look at, you're seeing the news, and you're seeing there's this war between the different alien factions just because the new aliens are coming, and nobody knows how tough they are. So everybody's panicking.
Right.
And they're in the middle of the January 6th thing. And Capitol Hill thing, and then Ian says 14,000 hours of footage, and eventually some stuff will come out that there was a lot going on more than anybody suspected. But nobody is thinking about the alien battle that is the factor since we got into the rip, since last November. And it's important to see this, that when Ed posts people driving around Washington, it's empty. And hardly anything going on there. That's because everybody's hiding out, and reacting and waiting for the aliens to come, and that explains so much, if you need
yes.
an explanation. Not that
yes,
we believe it, but it's very consistent with what I am saying about the alien factor is the hidden ground right now, and that's
mm-hmm.
really important. So
mm-hmm.
that opening talk with Ion is very important when I'm talking about the aliens and whatever different thoughts I had about it. We worked through a couple of points, and then it wraps up with, there won't be any White House. And then later he's saying there's no Congress. If this death starts happening over the next year, it's going to be incredible how fast things will change from that.
Yeah. I mean, it fits with what you look at all the headlines. It's like everything is in flux, a big flux. And now with the alien thing, you know, that's in the background that we are aware of and no one is. And, boy, the stage can fall really quickly.
Right.
Very
so,
quickly.
Yeah, so the general UFO experts, the ones, the amateur researchers, like the dark journalists, they kind of think that this is bullshit, what the Pentagon's putting out about these crazy little balls that are attacking the Navy ships or something, or just floating around them. They think, oh, this is silly. They won't talk about abductions. They don't do the whole UFO field. They're just preparing us for an alien invasion and creating a fake invasion. They're implying that there are no aliens. No, they say they're UFOs, but the Pentagon's not in touch with them. Pentagon's going to try hijack the alien invasion with a fake invasion, and then they get a lot of money in their budget to protect us from these faked aliens. So that seems to be the consensus among the people who've been talking and researching UFOs for a long time. Might even include Danny, whatever his name is, the lawyer. So
Sheehan,
right. So what they're missing is this ain't a Pentagon trying to control something about the aliens being around. The Pentagon is panicking, and they're putting out shit, or other people are putting out shit. We don't know what the relevance of what's being put out, but the idea that there is an invasion, not a fake invasion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's different about what I'm saying, or what we're saying. And I wish Al Steinfeld and these fuckers would accidentally stumble into our rabbit hole and listen to us. I'd like to hear what they say about it, because we take it further, and we got a voice that's way more authoritative than anybody they come up with. You know,
yeah.
Just Ian's force of, matter of fact, Ian was telling me that I'm becoming more eloquent, and he said, what you say is all wrong, Bob, but you got eloquence, and your eloquence is even better, so you're effective, and I don't know what I'm effective. You could say the medium is the message, my content's all wrong, but I'm of some kind of impact, almost like where people get stunned by Ion when they have a private session with Ion, or like
yes.
Menz was complaining. Anyways, so this, the complexities of the alien thing, it's very interesting to look at this stuff and know this extra pointed, articulate stuff that Ion's saying. That's what's important about what we're putting out. And
yeah.
then, let's see, some of the other themes were...
Got a little more information about what the Boodians did, more details.
Well, Ion, they'll stop arguing, because they'll fall back and there's no time, which means any scenario is real, right? Anybody can make
right.
up anything. Anybody can create their own hologram and have that interpretation of history be real. So the Evergreens sort of have done that. But Ion has the purest view. They let anybody say anything about what happened. But it's interesting they said that it was rather surface, the influence on us, not deeper biological changes like the wrist and the jaw that the Evergreens go into. So what's the difference there? They say thought is more important than what actually happened on the biological level. They said we were dumb. And so they came in and made us sort of smarter somehow, even
yeah.
though they got us involved with what the Evergreen said, the subconscious. The Boodians created a subconscious, and that made us human. So the human with the subconscious starts to think they know something. And Ion says, no, the previous people, previous beings, humans or whatever, didn't know anything. So they were actually superior, but not from the perspective of ourselves as humans. We know something, and that's got to be knocked out. And so then that idea that they influenced our thinking, which the Everys used to say, just to see some of the future technology would influence people through the ages, because they know, oh, you can make that. So they know that it can be done, and then they would think their way towards it, even though it would take 1,000 years. So the thought factor is pretty important. And then they said at the end that Maria Henrietta, the wife of Leopold II, the Antichrist, she thought the new technology. So there's a new wrinkle. She didn't make radio, but she thought it, or imaginated it closest to what it could be or is, and that causes the technology to be made. That's another new twist there about how technology unfolds. Let's see. The Olympic athlete thing was pretty interesting. And I'm going faster than I realize in the water. And then he says, it's relative. There's a new angle on the relativeness. You could run faster than anybody, but the clock doesn't register you. So in the referee's reality, you lost. And they make you lost because you weren't registered, your speed wasn't registered on the clock. There was something very subtle about that. The relativity means, it's another version of eternity. You don't, whatever reality happens and you are engaging it, other realities are just as real but can be completely opposite. And minds come together and make that happen. Or if they're not just humans, other kinds of non-minds come together and make it happen. So the relativity was brought to a new wrinkle by the way they described how you have to have a clock register your 100-meter speed to break the record.
Yeah, the gauge.
But then, what?
The gauge, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the gauge.
I have a question related to that because Ian said something to me last week. That is, it's like what Ian says, you can't trust the ground you walk in. So if you're going to be running fast, they don't have a gauge or a stopwatch that will pick you up running fast because the old one won't work.
And because you can't fit their time measurement reality, you're going to be seen differently, which might explain, just now as I'm thinking it, how this ridiculous situation of being in the old Maui and the new Maui and the fifth gate and that ridiculous thing, you know, that might, actually didn't say it, but it might relate to the relativity of it all. And the relativity is deeper than a thought of something being relative. Okay, yeah, you were relative. You like blue, I like yellow. No, the blue world is very different and can exclude the yellow world. And not see it.
Yeah.
So I see the old Maui and some of the new Maui, but I'm not seeing the complete old Maui, which is a devastated Maui, and I'm not seeing the new Maui. So I may be somewhere else that's not relevant to Maui, which then that's another way of relativity. We're not in Maui is how Ian sums it up.
Right. But you can see the old one. That's pretty wild.
I half can see it, or I'm within the relativity. And my world allows me to see a bit of it, but not all of it.
Not all of it, yeah. The destructive part. You just see the good parts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. Where is that being done? What part of your anthropomorphic physical, you know, which includes chakras, etheric bodies, and all that you're made up of from the Asian point of view, or the chemistry point of view of the West, is the synovial fluid would change my reality if we change the synovial fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So the factors that go into that. And it was cute that Beter, who knew Queen Elizabeth, and sound like they compete each other, because Beter knew of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and he was out to beat them. So maybe he was competing with the Queen, even though he was trying to find gold for her. So that was neat. This Dr. David Martin, it's just someone sent me a video of this guy, and he's talking to a bunch of Christians, or some Christian sect, and saying everything is chromosomes, and everything is life insurance. So I listened to it, and then I ran it by, so it's interesting what Ian had to say about that guy's talk.
Yes.
I'd like to see what he would think of this. See, probably most people are locked in their reality, which is relative to mind, and they will not let themselves see something beyond their limits of their relative situation. And like Glenn says, I have to get rid of the walls. I got walls there, right? I'd have to get rid of my walls to see the different Mauis and also to swim better or to see myself swimming faster. So the walls are really important, and the walls are your mind. Remember Ayn said, part of ascension is you crawl up over the walls of your mind and you can see beyond the walls?
Yes, crawl up a little bit to see. They'll still be there, but just see just a little bit over to see over the walls. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, you break your relativity cage you're in.
Yeah.
So let's see, what else was there? That was complete. Another new breakthrough was the tunnel from New York City to Nick's Well.
That's wild.
Yeah, now a lot of. Go ahead.
That vacuum. What is it? Insulated vacuum. Buffered vacuum. Yeah, the buffered vacuum. Wow.
That means it's not a complete vacuum where nothing can exist. It's a control vacuum, a bit polluted, which allows things to move through it. So the interesting thing there was, you know, some of the New Age people, they go on about this, even Amazing Pauly brought it up, I think, once, the altar in the United Nations. It's owned by the Lucis Trust, which was originally Alice Bailey, and they call themselves the Lucifer Trust. So people think Lucifer is in the United Nations, and that's globalism, world globalism and all that stuff, which they find as a boogeyman. And Ayn's saying, no, Bob, you're on the solar government level. That's beyond the world government and the boogeyman of the globalists. Solar government's a different, more imploded situation. The chemical body's globalism isn't even there. Which I was trying to say at the beginning of the show when I gave my little talk from my memo. But the draconian well, for some reason, the New Agers don't like it, but there is something odd going on at the United Nations because Ayn says it was built on a certain territory there where it was built by the Rockefellers. So maybe the people, maybe aliens helped them pick that place. The release of the seraphim and these demons and that were flooded, suppressed in Noah's flood, they're going to come out of Nick's well, or if they don't, out of the altar room, and then that's going to create the flood. And the reason we have New York City flooding and the floods that Edgar Cayce predicted is that that's the retrieval of Noah's flood.
Yes, and the cause of the Mississippi River to flow in the other direction also involved in that.
Right, so here's Ayn talking about the Mississippi River and the flood of the Statue of Liberty for years, from 2009 to 2016. And it took all these years to get to this factor. Why does a flood happen? Well, because of this Nick's Well thing, which ties into another Herbert Armstrong kind of parallelism where Noah's thing happened, but then it has to be released again. See, that's where you make the Bible deeper. When you see these parallels in different parts of the Bible.
Yes.
So that's pretty neat. And then there's the fall of the Qi dynasty.
That was cool to hear. That helps a lot also with capstone. Piggybacks off what Ayn gave the mints. That'll help me.
Ayn gave a minced?
Gave Mintz some information about the dynasties in Egypt and Washington, D.C. I got to go back and listen to.
Yeah, today.
Yes, today.
Yeah, so Ayn saw that coming and says Bert will get into it. And then it turns out Mintz triggered some new information. So another thing for people to look at is that you look at people on TV, they're not just a stupid politician who's lying and doing stupid stuff behind the scenes, maybe enhancing his business profits, secret accounts in Switzerland or something. They are now, because of Charles Ward and those guys that Ed posted in January, February, March, they kept saying there was a secret war, and Trump's faction had won 2 years ago with the canceling of the American government, which Ed highlighted the other day. Well, yesterday, that the U.S. government was disappeared by some kind of executive bill by Trump, which got rid of the the structure that that nut guy went around, you know, in 99 and got the Pope at every degree that he had some documents that outdid the government structure. Remember that guy?
Is that the guy talking about the Postal Service?
Yeah, yeah, that guy.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
he goes around in that little window at the end of 99 when the Constitution, the fake Constitution, ran out.
Yeah.
So he took it over. And then they then said, well, Trump came along and consolidated that wipeout of 99 by what he did in 2018. So there's no government, so there can't be a new government. And so some people are talking about that in the alternative media. Okay, so where was that leading? So we get, okay, so those people, Charles Ward and Mel, the woman, and Simon, somebody, Prethers, they were trying to figure out, okay, Trump won, but how did he do it? Oh, well, he already won because of that executive thing he did in 2018, they kicked it out of the black hats, but now they're letting the black hats take over through Biden, and the people get to see how bad the Biden and them are, and they wake up. You remember that thinking that the Trump people were making a play that would teach people how stupid these people are by letting them be in power for a couple of weeks, and they'd be so bad. So you had to wake up the people. That was their scenario. Now, what they're missing is the deadly alien battle, and the other factor was that some of these people, Charles Ward and them, were saying that the black hats were being arrested. Pelosi was arrested. Some of them were killed. Hillary was, had a secret military tribunal and was found guilty and executed. You heard that kind of talk from those people? That Ed,
yes.
So now we're getting a slight variation of that, or approximation, where you've got to think of Barr is sitting there in his home, and there's a couple of MS-13 sitting in his home with guns on him.
Yes.
See? And so now you see, if you start bringing those images in, hopefully this updates Maggie, though she'll claim she knew this 3 years ago. But anyways, you have to look at, let's say, Mario Rubio, or Ron Paul, or his son, Rand Paul. You have to look at these people who are in a battle, and it's way more intense than having secret tribunals, which some people say impossible, it's not constitutional, and being killed out. No, there's a standoff going on, and everybody's got a gun on each other. And the ones that come out and fuck up and go against Trump, they're ones who've got the MS-13 guns on them. So look at that real close. So the news guys, I've noticed that the CNN people, they all seem depressed. They must know they got no ratings, and nothing's going on, and they're just waiting for it to end. But they don't know how serious it is, or they do know, and they can't say anything because the gun's on them. So try to, since the news runs reality, mainstream reality, they say what is and what isn't. There's a battle in, we would call, the TV body or the TV landscape. The controlling of the imagery has been so ghettoized that it's gangs holding different people and their cameras as hostage.
Yes.
So I got a stronger image of what's going on, maybe completely wrong from Ian's point of view, but I'm taking what he's saying. If Barr is not arrested, but under house hijacking by terrorists, that's a bit better than that's maybe more intense than organized military tribunals, which implies the Pentagon is in charge of everything, and they're loyal to Trump, and they're arresting everybody. No, the Pentagon's in panic because of the aliens.
Yeah, they're doing their own battle.
They're having their own battle. They're trying to figure out what to do with the aliens that they controlled in the first ring in the Pentagon, and now they were escaped because they're panicking, so the Pentagon can't control them, and they don't know what's coming. So it comes down to deeper images from this session of what Ian means when he says it's getting hectic. Getting very hectic.
Yes, it is. Well, your sections are getting better and better, Bob. I mean, anyone that misses three weeks, they're behind.
That's right. And I don't know if each one seems to be the wrap-up, but this one really wrapped it up. I don't know. You got a clear image of the battles that the other commentators don't get the intensity of the alien problem. And it goes beyond their parameters that the Pentagon is controlling the scenario, and they'll release what we need to know about the aliens. No, it's worse. Now, that would explain the biblical meaning of tribulations. Tribulation means trouble for everybody, which is what Ian's saying. Nobody's above the tribulations. Except maybe me, right? But it's not tribulations out there. Everything you identify with is collapsing right in front of you. So, let's see. Now, the first hour or so is Carolyn stuff, so I didn't play any of that. So, which is pretty amazing. Matter of fact, what we're saying, you and Carolyn are saying, in your sessions publicly, people should be stunned. And so you have a guy like Jacobin shows up, Jacobin. He posted just as we were starting to play the recording, and he says, Bob and Isles, they thought that I said that we were going to go to Andromeda next Thursday. I said this Thursday, which is 2 days ago. I said that a week ago. That's what I thought I was saying. But people thought I was meant next Thursday. So Jacobin comes in, he goes, why did Bob and Ion say we were going to Andromeda last Thursday, but nothing's changed? Then he says, Bob and Ion always dangling the carrots. That is fucking, maybe they're in another reality, it's relativistic. Get out of your fucking puny objections to what's going on and listen to what's being said, like I've just expelled out. And what you're trying to say when you say, you missed 2 or 3 weeks of this, you're fucking out of sync of the subtleties. And as a matter of fact, if you miss the subtleties and nuances, you'll think we're repeating ourselves every week. We're not.
Yeah.
So Skip says, hello, Bob, Carol, Ian, and everyone. Just tuned in. Lots of catching up. Is this the private session? They don't even know what they're listening to. Nan says, yes, Skin, it is. Thank you kindly for your reply, Nan. Then Amy comes in. That is a lot to take in. Awesome information, Bob. It's getting better and better. Well, good. Amy, she listens every week pretty well regularly. So she's getting, if you do it every week, you keep up a little bit, right?
Yeah, right.
You keep up.
Right.
A little bit, anyways. And then Cider Summer says, Project Blue being fake ET invasion. Yeah, that's the scenario. That's Carol Rosen and Wernher von Braun. See, Wernher von Braun told that to Carol Rosen back in 77, and Carol Rosen went on to this movement she has of trying to have no military in space. And now she got in touch with Carolyn for health reasons, and then she wanted Carolyn to join and her scene and talk a lot of negative stuff about how bad it is out there, and we're going to have weapons in space. But Carolyn couldn't go into the alien stuff with her, and also Carolyn's not going to do any negative stuff. She's only doing positive stuff. We got solutions, Carol. We don't give a fuck about whatever scenario you say about weapons out of space. They're already out there, and they're already being defeated by the new aliens. Cider Summer says, Boodians equals Evergreens equals Bob's 1999 UFO presentation. Yes, there was a lot of that in that presentation, though there were documents from my own employers mixed in with that. Project Blue Book, we know about that. Walls of Jericho, a Mindset, says Skip. So that seems to be the latest. So I wanted to explain all this, which I did. And
yes,
Bert,
you did,
you're the only one who can keep up with it. So now, we want to go back to talking to Ion, if Ion is repaired. But I've also got to do Finning's Wake tonight, but we got lots of time. We got 3 hours. So should we go to, let's just see if anybody's got any comments on what we're saying. They should be impressed if they can take it in.
All participants are now unmuted.
Anybody want to say anything?
That was beautiful, Bob.
Good. glad you're
very impressed, Bob. Excellent new stuff on the draconian well.
Great. You're hooked into the United Nations building.
Yep. I'd like to know if the magnetite, though, is linked to where we've got a South Pole and a North Pole happening between the United Nations and us here, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, you can ask about that. Anybody else got anything to say?
Bob, did you say we were doing drumming already?
No. I said last week as a joke, get ready, we're going next Thursday, which meant 2 days ago, July 8th. And the point was, is to get ready for that statement. But it ain't going to happen for fucking years, okay? Yeah, we got another year or two at the earliest. We got a lot of shit that's happened before that gets to that point. Unless Ian can't tell, and it is going to happen in 2 weeks' time, because all of a sudden the aliens show up. See, we can't know what's going on. So that was rehearsal.
Got it.
I mean, you know, you're not ready to go. I gotta fucking take applications, and then I gotta interview everybody, and then have an audience and see who makes it. It's like kids at university. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta write tests. Okay, anybody else got anything to say before Ion speaks? That's very. What are you talking to us, Jermaine?
It's a lot to take in.
Okay, all right, that's interesting. Let me see where that's coming from. Looks like it's Jermaine's. Yeah. So, a lot to take in. I would assume it's a lot to take in because you didn't get last week's or the week before for about, like Bert says, for about 5 weeks. It's been layering subtly deeper, deeper. So I prepared you for this week by if you heard last week's. Right, Bert? If you took in last week's, then you're ready for this week's. So, Jermaine, you're saying that you're a little vulnerable there. But maybe it is a lot to take in. Maybe it's more than I realize.
It's a lot, Bob. It's a lot.
Okay.
The alien part is getting larger each week. That's what that ground of the aliens is getting larger and larger. And now it's blown, you know, it's not hidden anymore.
Right.
Bob, I'm also keen to find out whether or not the aliens get flushed out on this side, and that creates the flood.
You're saying on this side? No. The aliens are not part of the seraphim.
Of the well. Okay.
Yeah, no. There's something different. Okay. I don't know what they are, but they're different. They're different from the angels. And, I don't play it, but there's a section where Ion goes into how the sun goes around Earth. It's a geocentric universe. The scenario before the printing press. Printing press put us at the end of the universe, cast at the edge, and the center was the sun. Ion says, then I said, so all the universe out there is, it's not light years away, it's inferior to this world we're in right now, and therefore the aliens, even though they're different, they may be inferior to us. In other ways, like I said, the Evergreens last week said they aren't very impressed with the way we live in 3D. We're in 3D. Out there, it's all nebulous gases, and you don't think of ourselves as fringe, minor civilization compared to incredible advanced civilizations out there in all the galaxies. No, they're all inferior. They're like astral images of the inner space almost. If nature is non-physical, they're almost non-physical, which would make why the aliens are similar to the angels. But think of us as the center of being at this point, and everything else is inferior. So I did a whole section on that. That was the essence of the message.
Bob, would that mean that everything's traversing around the Earth, around us? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. A and we're not just here. We're not in the map of the Earth. The Earth is, you know, the Pacific Ocean is bigger than the universe. See, that would explain why the Pacific Ocean, which is part of this, our world, which is more important than the other world, that's why it would be deeper than what the Hubble telescope sees out there in non-physical nature.
Right. Yeah, because I'm keen to also find out whether or not the aquifer that we punched a hole into to create the well, Bob,